This is Katie Harth with Mission Network News, and today I'm talking with Scott DeLoach of Deaf Bible Society. And Scott, could you start us off by kind of explaining your title and what you do at Deaf Bible Society?
Sure. I work as the Director of Technology, which really just means I have a team of programmers that solely focus on building various apps for both our users externally and our internal staff. We, like I said, we have an app development group, and I am the leader of all that.
Great. We're actually talking about technology today in our interview, and we're going to be talking about updates to the Deaf Bible app. And Scott, I understand that there's actually now integration between the Deaf Bible app and the Deaf Church Where program. Can you explain why that's helpful for deaf people?
Yeah, I want to first off saying we're really excited to actually have that feature, because we know people in general don't oftentimes go to church. Maybe because really they don't know where that church is, or they think that, oh, maybe they're the only deaf person. They're not going to have that option to have an interpreted services. So it's very limited options when you actually go to church, as opposed to people who can hear, where you can pick any church you want, really. Being deaf, it's very limited just because of communication accessibility. One of the things that we are truly hoping to achieve is that people that know about the Deaf Bible app, they really want to know more about deaf churches near them. We're going to have an icon. We have an icon that really looks like a Google map with a pin dropped in it. So when you actually click that, it's going to then bring you to our Deaf Church Where website. And then that is where you can then zoom in, and it's going to show you all the available churches that have accessibility for the deaf people. And it's really going to help promote and encourage those deaf to attend a church. And it's all based off of the app, but it's also in the reverse. If they are on the Deaf Church Where, they'll see the Deaf Bible Society icon, so they can then click the Deaf Bible icon, and it's then going to open up the website, and they'll see, oh, they actually do have a sign language Bible. So we're really hoping that the two apps will work in tandem and encourage more deaf people to be involved and engaged with our products. Finished.
And I have a clarification or a clarifying question. Now, when these things integrate, is it going to be leading deaf people only to deaf churches, deaf-led churches, or is it hearing churches with interpreters?
That's actually an excellent question. Deaf Church Where is solely designed to provide all churches that have accessibility, meaning it's going to show those deaf-led churches that you're talking about, but it's also going to show churches that have essentially a deaf department, churches that have a deaf ministry, churches that have interpreted services. I think there's just a couple more features. There's four or five different types that are actually going to be promoted on the Deaf Church Where. And you can then filter it out. If you only are really interested in going to a deaf church that's deaf-led, you can turn on that feature and search solely for that. But the app is then going to provide equal access, and then those people can then tailor it to what their preferences are. If they have hearing members in their family, they'll probably prefer to go to a church with an interpreter to meet the needs of people who can hear and the people that are deaf. Some deaf individuals would rather go to a deaf church that's got a deaf pastor, but they have options for either. And finished.
And that's, you know, this app, Deaf Bible app, is so important, such an important access tool for deaf believers and for deaf who just want to know what the God thing is about. I know you made a number of kind of back-end improvements to the app. Can you tell me why these improvements are kind of, why they're necessary and why it's important in the long run?
Yeah, no problem. Since Deaf Bible has actually started, the work of translation has actually been a slower process. Really just means that it's been easy for us to actually produce this new content, meaning those new videos, editing them, and then converting them to make them available for streaming. And that all incorporates various metadata, which is a part of their language and their definition. It's really much easier to manage content in that slower base. Now with our predictions, the content that we're actually going to be getting and everything has been expedited. And truly, we don't want to actually get behind in regards to uploading the content. So we've been extremely busy building various improvements and various programs internally that enable the ease to upload that content and put in that various data. And one of the big benefits is the users. They can actually get the content quicker. They might hear that that content is available, and then they have access to it. I don't want them to have to wait months at a time or weeks at a time to get the content. I want them to get it as soon as we get it. And so that's what's happening with a lot of the new products that we're creating and then finished.
And so just to make sure I'm understanding correctly, before there was a time gap between when the translation finished and when it would be available on the app or the website. But now with these improvements, that time is cut down, meaning it's faster between when the translation finishes to when it's available.
Exactly right. The old process was a very manual process that had to essentially have each step done by hand, and it required a lot of technology just to get that done. And now we have a full-time video librarian who solely focuses on content management. And so it makes, we have products that are getting developed that makes her job even easier so she can upload that content. So that time gap is a lot more narrow so that the content then is put out to the public much quicker and then finished.
Awesome. Okay. I am excited to share this story with our listeners and with our readers on the website. I think one of the most important things is how they can help. There's a lot of things that are developing, a lot of new things you're doing, and this technology is so important. How can people help it continue and help it grow?
One of the ways that they can do that is prayer. We always need prayer. We have various campaigns to raise funds for targeted languages. And in those campaigns that raise these funds, we really do provide provide this to the translation team. And then the translation team is really reliant on those funds and contributions to help expedite their work. And the more that we're able to help these teams, the more they are able to complete those translation projects, then we can then receive the content and upload that at an expedited rate to our app. So your help through prayer and financial support really helps us get God's word out in sign language and finished.
Awesome. That wraps up my questions. Was there anything else I missed or something you wanted to add?
Nothing I can think of. It's just we're continuing to find different ways that we can improve our product because we're always hearing various feedbacks from those people that are using the apps and they're letting us know what they think. And we're working hard just to make a product to meet everyone's needs in both Deaf Churchware and in the Deaf Bible app. And because they are now integrated, we're looking for we're looking forward to the great capabilities that's going to happen and then finished.